Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motor Studio mobile today in Philadelphia as Penn State gets ready to take on Michigan State tomorrow at the Palestra. 1 o'clock is the game. Tomorrow will be nationally televised, by the way, at ESPN. Team went through a practice and workout over there today. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And, of course, our show brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, imports, domestics, microbrews. Best selection of beer anywhere. You want to stock up for the weekend. It's going to be a cold one this weekend, so you want to be completely ready for that cold weather and the playoffs and college basketball, whatever else you want to do, just by sitting in the warmth, comfort of your own home, because you already made the trip to Brewers Outlet. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks, and roasted peanuts freshen out every day. And the pickle bar, led by those barrels and those dills, they are second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Adam Rittenberg, friend of this show, sent out this tweet today. Big Ten Western Division coaches in 2014. Tim Beckman, Illinois. Kirk Ferentz, Iowa. Jerry Kill, Minnesota. Bo Pelini, Nebraska. Pat Fitzgerald, Northwestern. Daryl Hazel, Purdue. Gary Anderson, Wisconsin. Big Ten Western Division coaches in 2017. Lovie Smith of Illinois. Ferentz is still at Iowa. P.J. Fleck, Minnesota. Mike Riley, Nebraska. Fitzgerald still at Nebraska. Jeff Braun, Purdue. And Paul Christ at Wisconsin. In 3 years, five of the seven have changed. Time now for our play-by-play call of the day. Dave Pasch working with the ever-entertaining Bill Walton last night on UCLA and Cal.
Oh, my goodness. Up high. Throws it down on the defender. And this place erupts. And the challenge for Cal is going to be to somehow get this crowd back in their seats. What a throwdown.
Conference of Champions. I mean, really, Conference of Champions. See that throwdown? Conference of Champions. He was a wild man last night. He was a wild man last night. He was all over everything and all over the place. How can you say Davey's the best? Have you seen every player? Only Walton can do that, and Dave Pasch is the perfect straight man for it.
Well, you're right about Mr. Walton, though. I can't think of anyone else at ESPN that could get away with wearing a tie-dye T-shirt with the Pac-12 logo and Conference of Champions on it. He wore that last week during the UCLA-Oregon game.
Oh, hey, look, he's a wild man who doesn't care, and you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing. Look, we all have our own way of doing things, our own style of doing things, so it's not going to be my style, it's not going to be Jack Ham's style, it's not going to be Dick Girardi's style, but it doesn't mean that one size fits all. You can be Bill Walton, along with Dave Pasch, who's a pro's pro, and have that style and be entertaining. I mean, different styles are fine. Different styles are fine. You know, the cookie cutter thing, no. In fact, what's interesting is that one of the problems, there was a minor league baseball team. It may have been in Rochester, New York. It may have been the Red Wings. They were looking for a new play-by-play guy. And you want to know the problem that they ran into? He said, I finally stopped listening to tapes because they're all trying to sound like they're Vin Scully. Okay? I mean, imitation is the greatest form of flattery, but being yourself is the best way to get a job. There's no issue in picking up other things that other people do. And I talked about along the way, okay, Fran Fischer, he does certain things like that. You know what? That fits me. John Grant, there's certain things that John did, especially preparation-wise. So you know what? Boy, that's a good lesson on how to prepare. I can incorporate some of that in what I do. Gil Santos, you know, the way he turns a phrase or the way he sets up a formation in a play, you know, that fits what I am. But in the end, it's still you and your presentation. It is not you, you know, you trying to imitate the great Fran Fischer, trying to imitate Gil Santos, trying to imitate John Graham. Can't do that. You can't do that. And that's, you know, and Bill Walton is unto himself, and he is himself on there. That's his on-air persona. Dave Pasch, great job being the straight man for all of this and the ability to understand the game, which he does, both Pasch and Walton do, and to understand that it's also a show. It's fine. Now, some people can't pull that off. And if you can't pull that off, then don't. Don't. That's the number one thing I tell my class right away. No matter what you do, just be you. Just be you. Now, you'll learn lessons along the way as to what works, what doesn't work. And those are only lessons you can learn by being on. And you still make mistakes from time to time. As to, you know, maybe the wrong word at the wrong time, the wrong approach at the wrong time. And as time goes, you hope that it smooths out and you do find the right word most of the time, that you do find the right approach most of the time. But Walton is a wild ride to listen to in those broadcasts. Now, every once in a while, it wears a little bit for me, where the 82nd time where he calls the Pac-12 the Conference of Champions, you're like, okay, you know what? I'm going to leave now, and I'm going to come back about 5-10 minutes later and pick up the score and see what's going on. But it doesn't mean that when I'm there, that there aren't some great moments where you are entertained. Like Russell Crowe in Gladiator. Are you not entertained? Well, guess what? With Bill Walton, there's a good chunk of the time you're entertained. Entertained a lot. All right. Great to have you with us today. P.J. Fleck is the new coach at Minnesota. Minnesota's an interesting job right now. They did win 9 games for Tracy Clays this year. They do have a great facility. They built that stadium, TCF Bank Stadium, which is 50,000 seats. That's the right size. You name the amenity, they have it well thought out. I remember I took a tour. Jeff Kaiser gave me a tour of that place just before they officially opened. And he showed me, I mean, I got to see everything from soup to nuts in there. And they knew exactly what they were doing. So he's inheriting a program that gets 9 wins, inheriting a program that will need a new quarterback next year. But in terms of the ability to recruit and say, look, I've got facilities, he's got that. He's got that. When I went from Los Angeles to Detroit, I did have to stop in Chicago. And when I did, it turned out that there were a bunch of Western Michigan fans, including parents of Western Michigan players, that joined me from the Chicago to Detroit leg. And I had a chance, you know, look, you saw them, you know, they had all their Bronco gear on and so forth, and some of them were parents of the players. And they were talking about how much they loved the guy, P.J. Fleck, and they were very confident they weren't going to lose him, that's unfortunate. So those are the people I was thinking of today when he took the job. Now, the one comical thing I thought of as well, remember the other day I was talking about P.J. Fleck? And he said, look, I haven't personally talked to anybody. And I said, exactly. In a world of semantics, where semantics have dominated how you handle things for the last 20 to 25 years, and I'm not big on semantics, he did not talk to them until the very, very end because his agent talked to them. PJ wasn't talking to him, so he was not incorrect when he said that. All right. I sense we do not have Neil, right?
Yeah. I'm continuing to get his voicemail in the office, but we'll get back in touch with him and reschedule for sure.
Yeah, we'll reschedule. It's all good.
It's all good.
All fine. Yeah, it's all fine. I always love talking to Neil. Neil's super to talk to anytime.
But getting back to PJ Fleck, though, I was really surprised that, I mean, it was less than 48 hours when Minnesota made the announcement that Coach Claves would not be coming back. I just thought with being early January that they would have had a difficult time trying to find someone, just with the coach's carousel rolling, you know, pretty heavily about a month ago.
Yeah, but remember, though, with Penn State 3 years ago, I mean, when was James Franklin named?
I believe it was the second weekend of January, I believe.
January, okay? So, believe me, you know, you can find somebody. That is not the issue. You can find somebody, all right? And he's going from a MAC job to a Big Ten job. And as I pointed out, if you want a Big Ten job, you want a Big Ten job in the West, because the ability to have upward mobility is exponentially greater in the West than it is in the East, which again tells you that Penn State's rise is a true tribute to the recruiting, the planning, and then the execution and the player development by James Franklin and his staff. Really is. All right, we'll take a break. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
So again, this show I do, Endure Suit Sabotage. Mike Ferlazzo knows the feeling. Opening day, Suit gave him his equipment bag, and several critical items were missing to do the broadcast. Phone line, microphones, things like that. Yeah. Here today, he switched up all the buttons so Sean couldn't talk. You know, you put him on one show as like the, you know, you come on back and defend your championship, and now he's got the hungry on-air bug again until he realized that he would not be able to go to Lowe's during the middle of the day under the guise of selling digital media.
I could have sworn my probation period was over.
Well, he's trying to tell everybody he thinks that the Shikellamy basketball broadcast, starring Kevin Herr and featuring the Chief, is more important. That's what he's trying to tell everybody. That's the message he is sending. And then he sabotaged Ferlazzo. That's one. That might be one of the worst things I've seen in broadcasting yet. I mean, poor guy goes out like, right. Excuse me, he didn't move you out. You elected to leave.
I look over here around the corner. Oh, that's an orange extension spool. Ooh, that should have went with Mikey.
That should have gone with Mike. I wonder who forgot to pack that. Yes, yes, indeed. All right. Playoffs this weekend coming up. We're going to talk about it with my brother in the final half hour. The weather's going to play a factor in all these games. with the exception of Houston, obviously. I mean, that's a, you know, it's going to be cold in Houston by their standards, but it's a dome, so that doesn't really matter. And ESPN is sitting there with the worst game of the weekend in the worst time slot that is already going to lose $75 million based on how the contract plays out. And you wonder why the worldwide leader continues to struggle. Well, the worldwide leader continues to struggle because they keep putting together and I don't quite get why they put together some of these deals, but they keep putting together all these deals that make no economic sense. I mean, is there really that much money out there for them to make? I mean, Monday Night Football is $1.9 billion a year. Now they're going to have to throw an additional $100 million into this. And they only get 16 games. They don't get the 17th week. I mean, their TV contracts for the conferences are all off the chart. They're all 12-year deals. And I mean, in fact, you want, to me, I think the dumbest deal they have is might be the NBA deal. Hey, they're paying, what, like $2.6 billion? And the ratings for NBA basketball during the regular season, okay, during the regular season, not great. Now, playoffs, better. Playoffs are better. But let me see here. NBA basketball and television. Okay. Boom, 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 boom. I mean, obviously, their big deal right now is with TNT and ESPN. And it totals, let's see. Okay, average rating regular season in 2016 on ABC, 2.3. Yeah. Okay. Average viewership in millions. Okay. Let's see. 3.9 million per ABC, 1.68 million per TNT, 1.65 million per ESPN. So they have the lowest of the three. Yeah, and regular season ratings just are not great. Now, the All-Star game's not bad, but TNT's the one that's been having that for years. It's like a 4.37 share. That's not bad. Now, the ratings for the playoffs are better, which you expect. Oklahoma City Golden State got an 8.9 on TNT. The Celtics and the Heat on ESPN's actually their best ESPN rating, and that was 7.7. Okay, that was Game 7. Now, over-the-air ABC and the finals, great. Warriors-Cavs Game 7 last year, 15.8. 31 million watched it. That's big time. 2010 Celtics-Lakers Game 7, 15.6. 28 million. Spurs-Heat Game 7 was 15.3. But also, the Cavs-Golden State Game 5, there was an 11 million viewer difference between Game 5 of the series and Game 7. That's a pretty big disparity. But regular season ratings are not great. And they've got a contract that is off the charts. And it's just off the charts as to how much money they have to spend. It's the second most expensive rights deal in the world after the NFL, and it's about the same rights fee that is paid for the Premier League. It's a 9-year, $24 billion deal, $2.7 billion a year with ESPN, ABC, and Turner Sports. Wow. Big money.
They got to be praying for another Golden State-Cleveland rematch coming up in late May, early June for sure.
I'll tell you right now, LeBron, at some point LeBron's going to retire during this thing. And they better start hoping for something else because he is the ratings bonanza they need. I don't care whether he is a hero to you or a villain to you. He draws eyeballs to the set for both reasons. Both reasons. But they have so many deals at ESPN right now that make no sense. That make no sense at all.
I would think the next thing they would take off the board would be X Games. That could be like a fringe. That could fall into that fringe category that NBC Sports likes to air. Or maybe Fox. Well, maybe Fox wouldn't touch that now because of diving in more into the Big Ten starting next year.
I don't know what kind of rights fee you pay for X Games, though. I mean, that may not be a big rights fee. But the rights fee, I mean, the 12-year deal with the college football playoff, you know how much they're paying for that? Now, this is total, not per year. $5.6 billion. I mean, the NBA contract is dumb. And I'm telling you right now, the coverage of the NBA that they do, where it's just all the time, I don't care whether it's on TV or on your device. I mean, I'm sorry. There aren't that many people watching it to deserve it.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome back to Philadelphia, where tomorrow Penn State will take on Michigan State at the Palestra. 90 years young is the Palestra, and one of the great basketball venues in all of college basketball. 1 o'clock tomorrow. Game will be on ESPN, by the way. Team worked out in there earlier today. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. The Beverage Supermarket imports domestic microbrews. Best selection of beer anywhere. And with temperatures this weekend in the teens and wind chills single digit, you'll want to stock up tonight because there'll be plenty of playoff football to watch this weekend, college basketball as well. Wine coolers, water, soft drink snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills are second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. Remember, tell them that Sean Carey sent you over. And that won't get you a discount, but it'll make Sean feel a lot better.
It will.
I'm in the Sunbury Motors Studio, mobile. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Approximately 200 miles to my northeast is my brother. Kevin, welcome.
Hi. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
I forgot about that.
To you. Happy birthday, Mr. Sports Guru. Happy birthday to you. Oh, my dress is blowing up.
Yeah, I bet it is. Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
You and Willem Dafoe.
Yeah. I haven't practiced at all.
I forgot
all
about
week.
That. I bet you have. Yeah, they probably probably over at Stop and Shop, they thought you were nuts.
I tell you a quick story here. You know, I quit drinking and I cleaned my life up and I'd done all that stuff, and so I'm at the doctor's office and the nurse comes in and she takes my blood pressure and all that stuff and vitals, and she goes, "How old are you, Mr. Jones?" I go, "I'm 58." And she goes, "Okay." So she leaves and she comes back in. She goes, "Mr. Jones?" I go, "Uh-huh." "You're 57. That's what, huh?
You are.
I said, "Wow, that's true what they say about quit drinking and add years to your life." Somewhere along the line, I had a birthday for myself. And
Well, you will be 50. You will be 58 though in March, right?
I think so. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I know so.
Yeah, I'm a year behind you.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. 14 months.
Yeah. So I thought you were going to be 60 this year. So you came in a year.
I mean, I'm much younger than you realized.
Yeah.
Yes, for the uninitiated, my birthday is tomorrow, so I get to celebrate it at the Palestra.
Oh, can it get better than that? Did you get my rose? Did you get my rose?
No.
See, you got to learn how to handle these things. All you had to do was go to like 7-Eleven or something and get a rose. Yeah, I got it.
All you have to do is go over to Stop and all you have to do is go over to Stop and Shop and get one, and then say, "Look, my brother sent me a rose."
Ooh, got me good. You're right. I already did that.
Yeah, I thought
she said thank you.
I bet you. I'll bet she did.
Oh, she's a huge football fan now, man. Huge. Mm. And she's really prim and proper, you know. So when she was texting me the whole game. And then when the guy hit the field goal, there goes my cell phone again. She goes, "That sucks." I'm like, wow, that's the closest she'll ever get to swearing. I said, "You go, girl."
Yeah, that's the difference between her and me. I couldn't say that on the air.
Oh, she loved every minute. And then she texted back, she said, "That's the greatest game I've ever seen." Oh.
Yeah, so, I know. It was...
It was a great game. They lost, but it was a great game, and they got a lot of national respect, and everybody's saying they should have been in the Final Four. And it's no matter what, they played great, and it was a really fun game to watch. So good for them.
It was a fun game to do, I know that.
Yeah, it was. I mean, someone's got to win and someone's got to lose. That's the way it goes, so... both teams
played
really hard.
I kind of wish the coin had flipped the other way.
Huh? Yeah, I know. But
I kind of wish the coin had flipped the other way.
But that's sport.
I know.
They played really great. And it's sports is also entertainment. You know, they're in the entertainment business. And they did their job. It was really good. You know, I go to bed at 7. So, kept me up.
Okay. So. All right. So let's get to the playoff picks. We're now to this stage. Now, he has an insurmountable lead, right?
Well, let's see. At this point, last week, I went 5-2. Kevin went 4-3. Mr. Jones, unfortunately, you went 2-5. That did not bode well last week. Right now, overall, KJ is 88-48. I am 85-51, and Steve, you are 81-55. So you are 7 behind.
There was one point, Steve, you were 0-4. That felt so bad for you.
Oh, was I?
Yes.
Yeah. You lost the first 4 games. I was like, oh, man.
Actually, you lost first 5.
Throw the guy a bone, you know. But you killed me in the college.
So I guess I got on a little bit of a roll there at the end. A nice shot like that.
In the college, yeah, I think you were something like you went on an 11-2 stretch in the bowl picks. And yes, the suit, Kevin Herr, has defended his bowl crown, so he will keep the belt for another year. So,
wow.
But yeah.
I fell apart.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah, I did too.
I crashed and burned.
Yeah. All right, well, hopefully none of us will crash and burn on the pro picks. So let's,
I don't know. These are tough games.
You know, it's that time of year. All right, so we'll go in chronological order as to how things will shake out. We'll go with the 4:30 game. By the way, all the games you can hear on News Radio 1070, WKOK, tomorrow afternoon, just after 4:30 in Houston, the site of Super Bowl 51. It is the Texans and the Raiders.
I mean, what do you do? Neither team has a quarterback. Connor Cook's got a shot. This has never happened. I mean, to have a rookie quarterback start a playoff game. So I'm going to go with Osweiler just because he's been there and he can handle it. And who knows what Connor Cook's going to do. I was not impressed with Oakland last week at all with the backup quarterback. They did not play well at all. So I'm taking Houston.
Well, yeah, you said Connor Cook, first ever start, and it is a playoff game, but then you said he has a shot. I think for that reason he does not have a shot. Texans defense. Yeah. Well, you said that he has a shot, but it is his first ever, career start, and it's right.
Yeah.
Timing's not all that good, but I think for that reason, with it being a playoff game and Texans defense is still quite good, I've got Houston.
He's going to see speed in that game he never saw at Michigan State. First of all, Osweiler, not good. Connor Cook, not good. ESPN ratings, not good. ESPN losing $75 million to telecast the game, bad.
Wow.
Final score, Houston 9. Oakland 6, 5 field goals. Sorry, Houston 9, Oakland 6, 5 field goals in the game. Ugh. That'll be it. It'll be one of the worst games ever.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. And doesn't the Patriots get the winner?
Oh, yeah. No, that game will be the ratings of that game will be fine.
I said, wow, thank you. This is great.
Yeah, we're in the championship game. Well, no, that's in 2 weeks. No, we're in.
I think because of the quarterback situation, it almost has like a feel of a March Madness play-in game, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, for goodness sakes, it has the feeling of a game in August being played at some neutral site. What are you talking about? Hey, look, we get to see Connor Cook play tonight against Brock Osweiler. Fabulous. When are the starters going to play?
All right, so we will move into primetime tomorrow night. Detroit pretty much backed into the playoffs, slumping, and next they get the Seattle Seahawks in the wild card.
And Seattle back then, too. They're not playing very well.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But they are a better football team, and they are tough to beat at home. Their defense isn't the same the guy who got hurt. The D-back.
Earl Thomas.
They're not the same without him. But they're still a better team. They can't run the ball well. I got Seattle because Detroit has not played well in a long time.
I think Stafford could put up some really good numbers tomorrow night, but just with that atmosphere and 12th man, I'm taking Seattle too.
Yeah, road game problem here for Detroit. I think that's the biggest problem they have as Seattle wins the game. I think it's going to be close, though. I think it's going to be very close.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
All right, so those are the two games for tomorrow. Two down, two to go. Next up on Sunday on 100.9 The Valley. Pre-game 11 a.m. kickoff just after 1 from Heinz Field. The Pittsburgh Steelers and the Miami Dolphins.
Not Pittsburgh. Miami had a run this year. I mean, if you watch the Patriots play Miami, oh, my God. I mean, even Odamas and Sue got punched in the head. You know, they're... And the guy got fined $18,000 for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you got to add some onions and punch that guy in the head. Anyway. Didn't he get kicked out of college for punching a guy out? I watched it. A game was where he played for Oregon. And he was walking off the field and somebody ran up to him and he knocked the guy out.
Sue played for Nebraska.
No. The guy who punched him for the Patriots, the running back.
Oh, yeah. Okay, LeGarrette Blount.
Yeah, he got kicked out of college for punching a guy out. He's a tough guy. So, anyway, that's got nothing to do with anything. I got Pittsburgh. It's just going to stomp all over them.
That's what I'm hoping for. But things kind of fell into place for Miami when they first played back in mid-October.
Yep.
Miami, for the first time leading into that game, they had a healthy offensive line. Marquise Pouncey probably had his worst game of the year. Artie Burns probably had his worst game as a rookie the regular season. But coming into this game, Miami has two safeties out, backup quarterback. Just give the ball to 2-6. Ben can do some play action. I've got the black and gold.
Wind chill 8. Dolphins reside in Miami. Steelers win big.
Yeah. No, but to me the playoffs is all about who peaks. And Pittsburgh's peaking. And, I mean, yeah, they can run the ball. They can throw the ball. Their defense can be suspect, but, I mean, they're playing really good football right now. And Miami's not. The AFC is very weak. So, okay, I got nothing else going.
Well, you do bring up a good point, but the NFC, you flip a coin out of the NFC, it's pretty much wide open.
Yeah, yeah. NFC is good.
Right. And you talk about players peaking, Kevin. We go into the final game, and we've been mentioning this on the show this week. This
will by the way, one quick note on the Detroit-Seattle game. Mm-hmm. Officiating is going to play a role in that because you know the lead official is in that game is Brad Allen. He led the NFL this season in penalties called at 18 per game, and he called more holding penalties than any other referee this year. That could be an issue.
So that could go till midnight tomorrow night.
No, oh my God.
So you know.
If there's a point you want to shoot yourself.
Our man Ed Hockley, by the way, gets the Giants and the Packers for the second time this season. He refereed the game in the regular season, too.
Mr. Bicep. You think he chooses? He likes the flux. Anyway. You know, I'm tired of Aaron Rodgers. I'm tired of his smugness, his, you know, I'm great, relax and spelling it and all this crap. I hope the Giants stomp all over him again. And the Giants and Eli Manning are the type of team that they come up with wins when you don't think they can win. And the Giants got all the tools, and their defense is playing really good. And if they could run the ball a little bit better, they're a tough out. I'm taking New York.
God, I'm on the fence on this. For strategic purposes, I should take Green Bay because I know both of you are going to take the Giants. But the Giants in post game at Green Bay with Eli Manning at quarterback are 2-0.
Yep.
But do I pull the trigger?
Pull the trigger. Pull the trigger. You get within two.
That's true. That's true.
You're within striking distance, or you drop the four back, and then it's going to be tough.
Yeah, well, like you said, you go with the hot hand this time of year, and it's Green Bay. So, okay, I'll go with Green Bay. But I won't be surprised if the Giants win.
I wouldn't be surprised if Green Bay wins. They're both playing well right now.
Yep.
So.
Packers have slightly more firepower on offense. I'm picking Green Bay.
Oh!
Shaw just said, oh, no.
You didn't expect that, did you?
I did not. I did not, to be truthful with you. It's when I floored you two back in October when I picked the Chiefs over the Steelers.
Yeah, but that's different.
And you were right.
You're out there.
No, you were
wrong.
The
Chiefs won. No, you were wrong. The Chiefs got blown out.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yep.
But, no, you're good.
You picked against
your
team, you're wrong. So, there you go.
No, Sean has clawed his way right back in. So. Steve
as opposed
had his rally
somebody
cap
else.
On.
as opposed to somebody else.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, I'm awfully good at this.
Oh, you're good at it. But you know what it is? Once you fall behind in one of these things, it's hard to catch up.
It is.
It's not. You know, I don't have being in first place. I don't have to take any risks. I pick the obvious one and go with it. If they lose, they lose. But when you fall behind, you got to take risks, and that's kind of tough. So,
but. Well, they just point me toward the field or court. I talk. That's what I do. No.
Yeah, you do good. It's fine.
All right. I guess we have to wrap it up here from Philadelphia.
Do I have a trivia question?
You got time for one.
Well, I don't know.
I got a real good one. Do I have time?
You got time for one really quick.
You kind of stumped yourself
Knight,
in the age
okay,
thing.
Trevor Knight,
right.
Quarterback, Texas A&M. Who's his TV ex-girlfriend?
No idea.
Sadie
like
Robertson.
Kardashian?
No. Sadie Robertson.
Oh, from Duck Dynasty.
In Duck Dynasty. Yeah.
So I told
who
you guys,
who, but they just dumped each other. So, but that was Trevor's
last
nice
year.
Yep.
Last year we were in Iowa for a basketball game, and we were in the hotel the night of the Iowa caucus. So we go downstairs, and in the bar, Jeb Bush is in the bar.
Oh wow!
Okay, right. And so our players are like, a couple of guys are like, "Hey, Jeb Bush is in the bar." They said, "No, that's not the big one." So the cast of Duck Dynasty's here, and they're all trying to find him. They blew past him like he was nothing.
It's a good show. It's all over this year. It's a show I never thought I'd watch, but you start to get into it. It's kind of funny.
She's starting
she
to get
flat out dance. She's almost won Dancing with the Stars.
That's true, and she's also now getting into singing. And I think she's going to be part of some kind of contemporary Christian music tour.
Really?
Yeah, they're stopping at the Jordan Center. I think in a couple of months.
Oh wow!
There were flyers. There were flyers all over the Jordan Center when I was at the Northwestern game last week, and the solo picture of Sadie Robinson on the flyer.
Yeah. Beautiful girl. She can flat out dance, man. She easily should have won that year. But what's his name from Fresh Prince of Bel Air won?
Alfonso Ribeiro.
Yeah, and he was a dancer.
You know what?
Yeah, she never life.
No.
You know?
He actually made an appearance at Medler Field a year and a half ago. He actually is a great guy.
He is a good guy. He deserved to win, but he danced
loves
with Michael
golf,
Jackson.
But,
I mean, he's a dancer. She was not a dancer. She never danced in her life.
When I interviewed him, Kevin, I asked him, I said, you know, we all know you from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I said, but what role or fulfilled you more than anything else? And it was a Broadway role because he could sing and dance.
Yeah. Oh, he's very
talented.
That's
what he told me. Yeah,
it's Tom
very talented
Jones
guy. Yeah.
The way he dances like with the Tom Jones.
We got to go
to break here. So.
Oh, now he's running the show.
Yeah.
All right. Have a great weekend.
All right. Happy birthday, guys. Thank you.
Thanks. All right. We'll wrap it up in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
True refreshment can come in many forms, but it can only be found in one place, the Beverage Supermarket. Brewer's Outlet in Sunbury. Along with their great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, they have lots of water, soda, fresh roasted peanuts, and an unbelievable variety of pickles at the Pickle Bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and your favorite snacks, too. Get true refreshment all in one place, the Beverage Supermarket. Brewer's Outlet in Sunbury.
Philadelphia, Penn State, Michigan State tomorrow at 1 at the Palestra. 90 years young, the Palestra is. It's great to be in a building older than me. Thanks today to Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report. Neil Riddell got a hold of us. We will reschedule for next week. And, of course, my brother Kevin on the show today. Still shocked I picked the Packers. Sean, have a great weekend.
Happy birthday, my friend. Enjoy the call tomorrow. We'll have the hoops here on WKOK, then dive into football. Looking forward to it.
Plenty going on. NFL playoffs this weekend, right here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, all four games. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.